This is AirAmericaRadio.com. Call Stacy Taylor live at 866-303-2270. This is the Randy Rhodes Show.
Getting back to the guy that said, can I say happy holidays? Look, you know, that war on Christmas thing is totally phony. I'm sure you know that. This is created by a bunch of right-wing wing nuts. I caught myself the other day sort of, I don't know, I wasn't reluctant exactly, but it sort of caught in my throat a little bit. Ran into a guy at a Costco that I knew. And I said, Merry Christmas. There is no war on Christmas, as you know. Nobody cares. I don't think I've ever seen anybody offended when somebody said Merry Christmas. I mean, I really don't. This is a money scam. I was reading something the other day on something called BeliefNet. I love the internet. BeliefNet.com says, for conservative Christian groups, this year's hot gift is a weapon for fighting back in the war on Christmas. Button, bumper stickers, or memos. Mississippi-based American Family Association has sold more than 500,000 buttons, 125,000 bumper stickers bearing the slogan, Merry Christmas, it's worth saying. The Alliance Defense Fund, a Christian legal aid group that boasts blah, 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 da, 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 they got Christmas packs they're sending out to the GIs, only $29 a pop. And that includes a three-page legal memo and a couple of lapel pins that say, stop the war on Christmas. Liberty Counsel, another conservative law firm, sold 8,000 of its own buttons concerning the war on Christmas. American Family Association Alliance Defense Fund, James Dobson's Colorado-based focus on the family, Concerned Women of America. They've banded together for a 2006 Christmas project. Chief on its agenda, a list of nice retailers that use the word Christmas in their stores. So they're all, this is just another money grab, as it turns out. Phony up a war, like the war on drugs and the war on terror, I guess, really, if you want to connect it to something serious. And then you actually have reasonable and rational people out there going, is it okay to say happy holidays? Well, hell yeah. Nobody cares about that. I'm hearing it all the time out here on the left coast, the land of fruits and nuts. I'm hearing it all the time out here. In fact, we have a Christmas buffet that's taking place right outside this studio in our humble headquarters in San Diego, California. So, yeah, you can say whatever you want. On a similar religious note, I'll get to the phones in a second. I do want to run this up the flagpole. I don't like it. This is USA Today. Many Americans talked openly during the, many Democrats talked openly during the fall campaign about their faith and how it's influenced their policy decisions and positions in an overt attempt to counter the power of the religious right. Now that the Democrats have won control of Congress, people can expect next year to see a new set of issues being presented with a religious spin. Helping the poor, protecting the environment. I'm sorry, kids. No, please don't. Don't do it. Why would Democrats want to adopt this religiosity, this piety, this phony, pompous piety that we associate with the far right of the Republican Party? Religious spin toward the poor? How about you just don't want poor people in a society because it's not good for the society and it wreaks havoc on the families? Isn't there a practical reason or something that comes out of human compassion that has nothing to do with your religion? Where you don't want to see people sleeping in doorways? Come on. You don't want to see people sleeping in doorways because it's a bad deal for the guy sleeping in the doorway. It's a bad deal, by the way, for the guy that owns the store that the guy's sleeping in the doorway of. It's a bad deal for society. You don't have to have a religious spin on that. Give me a break. Be charitable. The environment? Well, how about this? I don't want to breathe crap or drink crap, and I don't think it's good for the kids either. Religious spin? Now that they've won control of Congress, people can expect next year to see a new set of issues being presented with a religious spin. I'm telling you, not for my sake, don't do it. Don't do it for my sake. Anybody out there think they need that? Does your party, and I'm assuming most of you or many of you are Democrats, or at least you lean Democratic if you're regular listeners to the Randy Rhodes Show, do y'all need this? As opposed to actually coming up with some policy positions that maybe help or work? Maybe somewhere out there, somebody actually has a position, a policy, that could help poor people. How about overturning some of the ridiculous laissez-faire rules the Bush administration has put into place, where basically the corporatists and the manufacturing base call their own shots when it comes to the environment? How about a policy? I don't need a policy or a non-policy to address the poor and poverty and what's happening in our society or the environment. I don't need a non-policy dressed up in some sort of religious tone or some phony piety. Just give me the policy. What are you going to do about it? I'm disturbed by this, and I know many of you are going to think, well, guy hates Jesus. No, I don't hate Jesus at all. I'm old enough to remember when people got stuff done in politics, or at least they pretended to get stuff done in politics, and sometimes succeeded without all this religiosity. And you're right, I'm not a religious person, I have to admit. I don't think, you know, I do a little self-examination. I don't think that's the problem that I have with this. I mean, some of it is because I'm kind of flat-out bored with it, really. You know how it is. You're a fan of the Detroit Tigers, and you know, your office mate is a fan of the Cubs, and all you hear about is the Cubs all day long. It gets dull after a while. And so I do sort of have that feeling about religion. I'm just not that interested in it, necessarily. To me, having the official imprimatur of this rabbi or this priest or this guy or that guy on a particular piece of policy is meaningless to me. I don't care. I believe people can be compassionate about the poor without being necessarily religious. I believe politicians maybe, just maybe, sometime can come up with a plan that might even help poor people without draping religiosity over the top of it. I happen to think, you know, living in the Southwest here, for crying out loud, if you're not an environmentalist, you're nuts. Even John McCain is an environmentalist. Personally, I think it's real simple. Breathing clean air and drinking clean water and eating food that is relatively pure, I think is probably just good for us, isn't it? What the hell religious spin would you put on that? Jesus wanted clean air? I mean, really, why is that necessary? I'm not saying you can't believe that. I'm not saying that that can't drive your zeal to clean the environment up. But why does it have to be dressed up in that? By the way, on an interesting note, speaking of religion, in addition to Keith Ellison, the Muslim from Minnesota, who's the source of a idiotic controversy, right-wing wing nuts, like Dennis Prager, we also now have two Buddhists serving in Congress, House of Representatives. Mazi Hirano of Hawaii, and get this. This is a red letter day for America. I did not know this. Hank Johnson of Georgia. Friends and neighbors, voters in the state of Georgia voted a Buddhist into Congress. A sure sign of progress. To the phones we go. Let's go to Dave in California on the Randy Rhoads Show. Hi, Dave.